The Five Whys, a quick, systems-oriented way to hunt backwards for the root causes of pernicious, recurring problems. Let's say that I'm the foreman of a manufacturing plant. It's mid-afternoon, an hour before the shift changes. I'm walking through the plant, giving a tour to a friend who happens to be a systems thinker. Suddenly, I see a pool of oil on the floor. So I grab the nearest member of the assembly line crew. Hey, there's oil on the floor. For Pete's sake, somebody could slip in that. Clean it up. When I'm finished, my systems thinking friend breaks in with a quiet question. Why is there oil on the floor? Yeah, I repeated to the crew member. How'd the oil get on the floor? The crew member replied, well, the gabungee's leaking. All of us automatically look up. Sure enough, there's a visible leak up there in the gabungee. Oh, okay, I tell them. Clean up the oil and get the gabungee fixed right away. My friend pulls me aside and murmurs, but why is the gabungee broken? I say, yeah, well, the And then I turn to the crew member, why is the gabungee broken? The gaskets are defective, is the reply. Oh, well, then, look, I say. Here, clean the oil up, fix the gabungee, and for God's sake, do something about the gaskets. My friend adds, and why are the gaskets defective? Oh, because the gaskets are... And then I stop myself again and turn back to the shop floor crew member. Just out of curiosity, how come we got defective gaskets in the gabungee? The crew member says, well, purchasing got a great deal on those gaskets. I can see my friend start to open his mouth, but this time I get there first. Why did purchasing get such a great deal? How should I know? Says the crew member, wandering off to find a mop and bucket. My friend and I go back to my office and make some phone calls. It turns out that we have a 2-year-old policy in the company that encourages purchasing at the lowest price. Hence, the defective gaskets, of which there is a 15-year supply, along with a leaking gabungee and the pool of oil. In addition, this policy is probably causing other problems throughout the organization, not related in time or space to the root cause. In this case, that 2-year-old policy. You can apply the five whys to any problem situation, from a broken gabungee to, well, to a miscalculated whoosis. First, pick the symptom where you wish to start, the thread you hope you can pull on to unravel the knot. Ask the first why of the group. Why is such and such taking place? For example, you might say, why is there oil on the floor? You will probably end up with 3 or 4 answers. Imagine writing all those answers on a wall with plenty of room around them. Repeat the process for every statement. The oil's on the floor because the gasket is broken? Then why is the gasket broken? The gasket is broken because purchasing got a good deal? Or because the gaskets were stored outside? Or because they can't stand the stress placed on them by the Framistat? All three of these reasons why might be correct, so post each one of them up on the wall with a line drawn from it to the gasket, and then ask why about each one of these. Follow up all the answers that seem likely. Eventually, as you trace the whys back to their root causes, you will find yourself tangling with issues that not only affect the gabungee, whatever that may be, but the entire organization. The policy to get the lowest price on supplies might have been caused by a flawed purchasing strategy or by a chronic underinvestment in maintenance. The problem is not that the original policy was wrong-headed, but that its long-term and far-flung effects remained unseen.